And welcome back to halftime here for Wayne State basketball. We are pleased and happy to be joined this afternoon by Marta Komar, one of the women's tennis players here at Wayne State University. Marta, first of all, thanks for taking some time to join us. I know you had a busy schedule right now with classes and, of course, the season getting underway. How are things been going so far this year?
Things are going very, very good. I think we're doing our best with every match we're playing. And so far we're all very happy and excited for what's to come.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe that we're in the mid-February and it's already spring sports season as the basketball season's winding down. But you don't have much of an off season. You play in the fall. Obviously, you're training in the wintertime too. Talk about your schedule maybe from the start of the school year to get ready for the spring season.
You mean starting from last semester, from the beginning of the year? Yeah. Now our season is in a winter semester, we still have a couple tournaments or like meetings with other teams to, you know, just play and compete to get ourselves adjusted with everything. So last semester, even though we only played three tournaments, we still we practice every day. We're just trying to get into the competing spirit and showing freshmen how it is, how it looks like, what is the atmosphere here. We played an ITA tournament, which was definitely a success for us, because even though we do have four new people that are very young players, we did very good. Two of them got into quarterfinals. So I know everybody was very happy with the results.
Absolutely. And before we talk more about this season coming up, and that's already started, actually, let's go back to last year when you won the conference tournament. You clinched the winning point. Just talk about that experience. Both the men's and women's tennis teams were very good last year, should be very good again this year. But talk about that experience winning that championship last season.
Oh, it was magical. Last year was my first year here, first year of tennis, college tennis. So coming in here, I knew we're a good team, but I didn't know we're that good. And it was very nice to experience with like a team like that. We went 7-1 in our conference in the GLIAC, so that definitely made a statement that, you know, we're here to win. We're not here to just play. And then winning the tournament, that definitely made us feel much more confident going into regionals. So we're hungry for more this season, hoping to do even better, men's and women's team. But we're very, very, very motivated to do better this season.
Let me ask you a follow-up on that real quick. How much do you feed off each other, the men's and women's tennis team here? Because you both had a lot of success. They made it all the way to the national championship match last year. But how much do you feed off each other's success and want to kind of one-up each other out there?
It is an inspiration for us coming into this year. That men's team did so good. We really want to, you know, we want to do the same. So I believe we do have this a very healthy relationship between each other. Like when men's team win, we're like, okay, we're going to win as well. And I hope it works both ways, because we're both very motivated. We're looking for good results. And definitely very, very inspiring to see your team winning and your players winning, your school winning.
There's some healthy competition for sure between the two. Yes, definitely will continue to feed the success. Yeah. Why don't you talk a little bit about your journey to Midtown Detroit? You're from Poland originally. What brought you to Wayne State?
Something that played a major role into coming here was definitely my major psychology program is here very good. So after the COVID hit, tennis, sports in general were a little bit down because of COVID, there were restrictions and everything. So it got quiet, but I was still very looking for competing and trying to play as much as I could. And the only way for me to continue on playing and growing as a player and getting my degree as well was to come here. And it just happened. So Coach Sheila reached out to me asking if I, she knew I was looking for a team. She reached out to me trying to, get me here. And I definitely agree. The team is amazing. The atmosphere we have, we really are like a family here. Coach is like our second mom. She really takes care of us. So that was definitely one of the biggest factors of me coming here. The psychology program, tennis program, coach, and the teammates. and the city itself, because it is, I come from Poland. Poland is not as advanced as, you know, America and Detroit. So living in the center of the city that has, like, it's so rich in history and there's so much around, basketball, baseball, football, hockey, it will definitely make me want to come here even more.
No, absolutely. A lot of things to keep you occupied in Detroit. Yeah. That's for sure. Why don't you talk about a couple matches coming up this weekend. Today, this interview is being taped before the match on Saturday, but today is that we air against Finley, and then Sunday against Indiana, PA, down both matches in Ohio, your first road matches of the season. Just talk about those matches coming up.
We played Finley last year, so I feel like we know each other pretty well. We know our game. So it's going to be a challenge. Every match is a challenge for us. We, no matter who the other team is, we, you know, we want to do our best and we don't want to overlook our competition or whatever. So the Finley is a good team. They're very solid. They fight a lot. I don't know much about our match on Sunday, because we never really played them. So that's going to be interesting. We don't know what to expect, but I know our team, every player is going to bring their best and we're going to work hard to make Wayne State proud.
Absolutely. And how far can this team go this year? I don't want you to overplay yourself, maybe, yeah. But how confident are you that you can go even farther this year than what you went last year?
That's a very good question. I don't know how to answer that. So I am positive everybody's going to do their best. And we're not going to stop on the GLIAC tournament. We are hoping to get to nationals. And I feel with all the freshmen that we have this year and everybody working very, very hard because we put a lot of effort on the court and off the court, I really hope it's going to pay off and it's going to take us to nationals, to Florida, so we can just be out there, be between those leagues, the best teams in America, be one of them, and hopefully bring some trophies home like the men's team did last year.
Absolutely. That would be great. Last question for you. I always ask this to student athletes I talk to, but what are your future plans after you're done here at Wayne State?
Ooh, future is always changing for me. I try not to plan too much. I really definitely want to hang around here a little bit longer after I get my degree. I was thinking about getting master's here, but I try not to focus on the future. And yeah, I definitely see myself staying here in Detroit and seeing where it takes me.
Sounds good. That's definitely a great answer. Hey, Marta, thanks for taking some time out to join us this afternoon. Best of luck this weekend and the rest of the season. And go Warriors.
Yeah, let's do it. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. That's Marta Komar from the women's tennis team here at Wayne State. We're at halftime. Stay tuned. Second half coming up right after this. You're listening to Wayne State Basketball.